Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Back to Ebling and You on Monday, November the 22nd, 2010. This is guest host Gene Carolan, and on the line with us tonight is a good friend of ours, Ken Glickman. Ken, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Gene. How are you doing?
Well, I think I'm making it, Ken. If it were successful,
great on the show.
Well, that's kind of you to say. If we can make it through this interview, I'll have 50% of this completed, Ken.
I'll make it easy for you.
Oh, thanks so much. Well, first off, Ken, you are the executive director of Gilbert Tweed International, and you have been a prolific writer in the Lansing State Journal for a number of years.
Yeah, I've done an employment column.
Yeah.
It usually comes out monthly, and I have a blog as well, and answering all kinds of questions from folks out there about how to get a job, how to interview, how to do resumes, the whole bailiwick.
Ken, I can't tell you how important that is. I mean, even in my own world, I've questioned my resume. Am I doing the right thing? So, but let me ask you this, Ken. How many years have you been in the HR business?
Oh, geez. I would say 25 years.
25 years. How many people do you think you've helped to find jobs over that period of time?
Well, you know, the basic part of my work, Gene, is really helping companies find talent and leaders and find managers. But along the way, I work with a lot of people. I interview a lot of people. You have to kiss a lot of frogs before you get a prince. So I talk to a lot of people before I actually get someone that they see. And along the way, I always will give them some advice on their resume and interviewing skills. So over the years, I would say a few hundred.
Well, I'll bet you it's a lot more than that. I know that you've certainly helped a number of leading Lansing companies, and I'm sure you've helped many, many individuals as well. You know, Ken, one of the things that fascinates me in the interview process is that, the candidate's letter and his resume are accepted, and then he may or may not, they may or may not get a telephone interview. But what should a candidate do when they have an opportunity for that personal interview?
Well, of course, it all comes down to that. I mean, we try to get an introduction to a company or to a person. When we find out about the job, we send a letter and a resume, and then we may or may not have a phone interview that leads to the face-to-face, but really it all comes down to the face-to-face, and it's always difficult because you've got at the most, an hour.
Okay.
And maybe less than that.
An hour sounds like a long time.
Well, a good interview should be an hour.
Okay.
Now, I will say this, that most companies, sadly, do not interview all that well.
Okay.
And they don't really know what to ask, and they don't know how to pull all the information from the candidate out.
I see.
But a good interview should be about an hour. But in any case, they really have to go in really understanding the company, understanding what their business is, what the challenges are, what their market is, who their customers are, try to find out who is in what positions, do a lot of research. With the web the way it is, and all the websites available, you could do a lot of research right on your computer as to what that company is all about, so that when you go in and they say, "What do you know about our business?"
You bet.
You could really talk intelligently about that. And the thing is to not think about what the right answer to the interview question is, but more importantly, how can I talk about myself in the most honest and straightforward way, selling myself on my best attributes and really understanding what those best attributes are and thinking of examples to back that up.
I see. Now, it's got to be important. Do you think it's important for the interviewer and the interviewee to bond then during that interview?
I'm not really sure what that means. I think you have to be yourself.
Okay.
And I think you have to make a connection, as it were, and you have to really have eye contact.
You bet.
And have a good handshake and be relaxed and be yourself and really try to get that to know that person as a person.
I
think it may be a little bit too soon to call it bonding, but I think that that you do have to get to know them and insert that within your interview.
You know, one of the challenges in interviewing sometimes is to remember all the candidates that you have actually met. So what tips should the interviewer take from a professional such as yourself?
Well, I think that before they interview people, they should really do a lot of research on that person and where they've been and what they've accomplished and what positions they've had,
sure,
what companies they've worked at. So when they come in, there should be a lot. I mean, the candidate is researching the company, and the company should be researching the candidates, look them up on LinkedIn,
okay,
and possibly on Facebook, talk to the recruiter if there is one, and really analyze that resume and write down questions that are sort of, you know, why did they leave this company? You know,
wow,
this was a great company. Why did he leave that company? Or why was he or she working for this company for 10 years and wasn't promoted?
So you're advocating that they really need to think through some of the questions, almost do a practice, a mock interview before they have the real interview.
Well, they should write down specific questions that they are going to that they wonder about in that resume and go from there.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Ken Glickman. Ken is the executive director of Gilbert Tweed International and a great professional. Thanks so much, Ken, for being on.
A pleasure talking to you, Gene.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.